Brandon, just getting back from Nashville at the All-Star festivities, what was that entire experience like for you?
Well, it's a great experience. You know, it's almost, you think about it, but until you get there and get to interact with the guys and experience it firsthand, it's pretty surreal when you're there.
And speaking of that, just watching all of the footage, it looked like that was the best part for everybody, interacting with one another and just having a good time.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. You want to enjoy the moment. It's my first time, so it's a little bit more special. All the guys go all the time, but to be there and enjoy it, it was pretty incredible.
What was the most fun part for you?
I think having family there. You know, it's a great event, but to be able to share it with people you care about and special, and enjoy the weekend and grab dinner and them get to enjoy the event, it's a pretty great event for the fans, so they definitely enjoyed all that.
What about the skills competition? They were writing you off on TV. They didn't think you were going to beat Matt Duchene, yet you did.
Yeah, it, I don't know. Maybe I got lucky, but it was pretty fun.
Tight turn. They said the tight turn, the second turn, the tight turn. That's how you beat him in the speed skating.
It's pretty difficult, actually. It's that new style of only doing half ice instead of having a little wider turn. And my first time doing it, but I enjoyed it.
Were you impressed with Dylan Larkin breaking Mike Gartner's record?
Yeah, I think after you see him do the half ice the way he did, it's pretty – thought he had a pretty good shot of doing it, and obviously he did, even slipping up a little bit there. So he had a lot of speed going.
All right, breakaway challenge. Some guys really brought it in that, especially PK Subban. How do you beat that?
Yeah, you can't. You know, him and Burns had some pretty good props there, and I think everyone had a good time enjoying it and watching them play, so it was pretty fun.
All right, now that that's over, what's the focus for this team? You guys took five out of a possible 6 points going into this break. How do you pick up on that after 5 days away from each other?
Well, I think just – remembering that feeling. You know, it's always good to go into break with a winning attitude and to carry that and get some days to rest and relax. And the biggest thing is keeping that feeling, staying positive, keeping that confidence. And we did a good job before break and feeling good about ourselves, and so it's easy to carry over.
Playing against a team that's been struggling with injuries this year, and they get one of their star players back and maybe the next phenom of this league in Connor McDavid, are you looking forward to playing against him?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty neat. You know, it's something that you never want to see a player go down, especially him, his first year in the league. I'm sure it was tough to deal with, but I'm sure he's happy to be back, and I'll enjoy playing against him for sure.
Brandon, it's great to have you back. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Brandon Saad. Milan, back to you.